We just heard a work called Woodcuts After Satie by Nancy Zeltzman. And she was the marimbist in this performance, and joining her soprano Dana Rogers, a request from George in Cambridge, who heard it last week on Morning Classics with Stephanie Elkins, and he really liked that calming effect of the music. And I have to say, George, at the end there, I was had my eyes closed, just kind of swaying side to side, and felt that effect too. Nice moment. Now we'll change that and bring out some music by Camille Saint-Saëns, and this request is from Gerrine Appleton, who has long admired works by Saint-Saëns for his versatility, and especially a work that he heard last Sunday with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra Sunday afternoon. It was the Piano Concerto No. 5. He found that half hour of listening to that concerto musical ecstasy and a masterful performance, especially by the soloist Javier Pirianis. That broadcast I'm not able to get my hands on, but since you really want to hear that third and final movement, let's listen to this performance with pianist Stephen Huff and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra from Saint-Saëns' Piano Concerto No. 5 in F major. Here's the third and final movement. Thank you. Wow. Gary and Appleton, I understand why you found this to be so thrilling to listen to during the broadcast last Sunday afternoon from the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. That was an amazing third and final movement we just heard. That performance that we just heard, Stephen Huff, as a soloist joining the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, music of Camille Saint-Saëns, the third and final movement from his Piano Concerto No. 5 in F major. Now for this request from Lorian Stevens Point, who says that her selection for today is the Pie Jesu from Fauré's Requiem, performed by the extraordinary mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli. Lori finds that the mezzo-soprano's interpretation is beautiful and very moving, and she heard it recently on the Sunday brunch with Anders Joachim and would love to hear it again. From the Requiem by Gabriel Fauré. That was an excerpt, the Pie Jesu, featuring mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli. And that was especially requested for this recording that Lori wanted to share with us, Lori in Stevens Point. Thank you so much. It was definitely, as I agree with you, a beautiful interpretation and very moving. Now for some music by Frédéric Chopin from his Etudes, 12 Etudes, Opus 25. We're going to hear Etude number 3. It's a request from Robert Gale and Charlotte in Monroe. They were listening to this during their lunchtime yesterday, as also watching some bird watching from the windows. And they thought this would be a really great request to share with us, especially this performance with pianist Lang Lung. They find it relaxing, easy, and not overly done. Chopin's Etude number 3 in F major from the set of Etudes number 12, performed by pianist Lang Lung, music of Chopin. It was a request from the family, Robert Gale and Charlotte in Monroe. Coming up next, we'll hear some music by Aaron Copland on Classics by Request.
This weekend, join me on the road to higher ground for a tailored excursion crafted for new, curious, and adventurous world music travelers. I'm Jonathan Overby, your host and guide to destinations where you can explore sounds created, energized, and inspired by artists dedicated to making edifying, educational, and entertaining music. Saturday at 7 p.m. Central on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Contributors to WPR include the UW Eau Claire Forum and Artist Series and Analog Ice Cream and Coffee. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Details at wpr.org/sponsor.
Support also comes from Food Fight Restaurant Group, 20 homegrown and diverse restaurants in the greater Madison area, now offering curbside pickup and delivery services. Full menus, gift cards, and details are at foodfightinc.com.
With the time remaining, I hope we'll get to as many requests as possible. Going to continue now with this online request from Doug in Vilas County for a work by Aaron Copland called Letter from Home. Doug says that Letter from Home is just so appropriate, he feels, with this future so uncertain. He thought the nostalgic air of Copland's 1944 work would offer some comfort in our troubled times. We'll hear a performance with Leonard Slatkin conducting the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Nostalgic work by Aaron Copland. Letter from Home, a performance with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, led by Leonard Slatkin, a request from Doug in Vilas County. Yes, indeed, it was an appropriate offering of comfort during this unsettling time. In fact, many of you have told us how much the music at WPR matters to you, especially during these challenging times. And listeners have described how music can be calming, reassuring, and inspiring. And since you've told us what kinds of music are of help to you, Peter Bryant came up with the idea for the WPR music hosts, who wanted to share some of their music that does the same for them. So the story is in the WPR music blog online, WPR.org, and you can find it at the bottom of the right side of the homepage. Take a look at it. Listen to it. I think it'll be just a variety of beautiful music for an afternoon like today. Let's continue with this request from Patty, who's listening online in Houston, Texas, for music of Georges Bizet, the Pearl Fishers duet. And Patty says it was her mother and father's favorite piece. They would always request it, and they loved Classics by Request. And Patty is grateful to this program for her parents, the chance for them to continue that love of music for years, tuning in to Classics by Request. And thank you for that comment, Patty, and so appreciate the fact that you take time to listen online on Saturday mornings. Let's listen to your parents' favorite selection.
J'en veux. Oui,
a 1950 recording. We just heard tenor Eusebi Erling and baritone Robert Merrill sing the duet from The Pearl Fishers by Georges Bizet, a request from Patty, who's listening online in Houston, Texas. Also listening online is my daughter, who's in New York City, and she told me that she feels comfort in the ability to zone out at a time like this by listening to Steve Reich's percussion music. It's a short piece we're going to hear called Nagoya, or Nagoya, Marimbas. There are repeating patterns played on both marimbas.
Thank you.
Nagoya Marimbas by Steve Reich, performed by James Price and Bob Becker. A request from Ariella, who's listening online in New York City. Another online request from Emmeline in Kimberley, who'd like to hear Syrinx by Claude Debussy. Emmeline says that she finds this piece to be absolutely beautiful and is considering playing it for solo ensemble next year. Let's listen to flutist Jeffrey Connor. Beautiful, haunting, the Syrinx by Claude Debussy, played by flutist Jeffrey Connor. A request from another flutist, Emmeline in Kimberley, who's looking forward to learning this piece and playing it for the solo ensemble next year. Get going and good luck. Let us know how it's going. We're going to conclude today's program with how we started today's program with music by George Gershwin. Marion, formerly from Portage, Wisconsin, is listening online in Bedford, Massachusetts. She says she's in the mood for brass, something upbeat. How about I Got Rhythm? And she ends her comment line with, "We're not really isolated. When we all tune in to Classics by Request, I could not have said it better." We'll be right back. Thank you for joining me. Coming up next, the opera's performance of Massenet's Werther. I'll be back following the opera here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Have a wonderful weekend.
What goes into a great cup of coffee? All the right ingredients in just the right amounts. On Morning Edition, we make a blend sure to satisfy your appetite for all the news. A healthy mix of the biggest stories, eye-opening investigations, and interviews on science, the arts, and sports, too. So wake up and savor Morning Edition's perfect blend. Listen every weekday from NPR News.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association.
You're listening to WGTD-HD, Kenosha.